Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy hump day. I'm feeling a little bit left out when it comes to the winter weather, Steve Miggs.
Why is that?
Because there was no snow at my house this morning. No new snow.
I was going to text you and say, how are you doing? Just because as I was driving in, from Kent on, it was just dumping snow.
It was pretty much from Everett all the way into the city. Yeah. It was going gangbusters. It was nuts.
You all had like a dusting, I think, in the overnight. But
you sound like a true weatherman.
I know. The winter storm is coming across Puyallup, Washington. No, but it wasn't much at all.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. I mean, I already got the notice that there's no 2-hour late start for Barrett today, so they have school at a regular time.
See, Tatum's preschool, I think they're just hypersensitive. Like, they're like, even if there's talk of potential ice, we get the email the night before, it just says, preschool's canceled.
Stay home.
You're just like, and you're like, there's nothing outside.
Oh my God. Well, maybe there'll be a little more flakage in my neighborhood today.
How's Barrett with the, does he like playing in the snow?
Loves playing in the snow. Yeah. Yesterday, it was snowball fights with Papa, and they got the sled out, and my dad was pulling him around the yard for a little while. It was very cool, but we need a little bit more because it's kind of a pathetic amount. It's not even snowman worthy amounts of snow at my house.
And Tatum was walking around the neighborhood in the parts where there was not much sun hitting, because like everywhere where there's sun, obviously, like the snow was gone. I mean, we didn't even have like maybe like a centimeter, it felt like. Ugh. But there were a couple spots where there was no sun in some of our neighbors' like side yards, and she's like going over there to kind of pack up little snowballs and like take stuff. Like, I was like, all right, you know, hopefully they don't have kids that need that snow.
See, if there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, Tatum will find it.
Let's inform our Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by SeattleBoatShow.com. And today, I don't know, maybe I might be the only one that has celebrated this at some point in my life. Multiple times. Today is National Shower with a Friend Day.
Oh, that's nice. Conserve water. Get each other's.
That's why we did it.
The hard to reach spots.
100%. I never had a cleaner back than when I used to shower with my hockey team.
How nice.
Yeah, I never thought it was weird until I brought it up around other people who do not play any kind of sports.
Oh,
and I was
just
like, oh yeah, we were all just talking, having a couple beers in the shower. And they're like, hold on, that last part's a little weird. It's like, nah, not at all. It's actually pretty awesome.
Soaping up, sipping suds.
10 out of 10 recommend. Have you ever showered with a friend?
I mean, maybe.
That's it. Oh, maybe drunk. Okay. Danny, probably not.
No, not that I can think of.
Sarah?
Absolutely.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Somebody is on my side.
We skinny dip and then we shower.
The best time was one time we were in the locker room for a tournament and one of our guys got donuts. So now we're drinking beer, eating a donut, and one of the guys from the other team comes and goes, what the hell is going on with you guys? Like, jump on in.
He probably asked for a transfer. I want to be on that team.
Have a donut.
Trade me.
Well, maybe the Kraken need to have more donuts in the locker room because, well, they just can't seem to be able to make things happen. They were able to get it to go into overtime against the Detroit Red Wings yesterday, but Patrick Kane set an NHL record with his 53rd career shootout goal, helping the Detroit Red Wings beat the Kraken 5-4. I mean, they just outshot Seattle as well. I mean, it was just not a great effort from the Seattle Kraken. Shane Wright did have a couple of goals, but they have now lost 4 of their last 5 games. Hopefully they turn things around tomorrow as they take on the Toronto Maple Leafs here at Climate Pledge Arena.
Let's go Kraken.
Yay.
Juan and Julio, the two donkeys that went missing from bridal trails in Bellevue, they have been found alive in Fall City.
Let's go.
Bellevue police said that they're trying to reunite these donkeys with Allison, but shout out to the Good Samaritan that saw Juan and Julio and called the authorities and said, hey, I think the missing donkeys are here.
I kind of want to know what the circumstances were where they thought that this seemed a little suspicious.
Like, were they just running, like, along the road? Were they tied to a post? What was the deal?
Or maybe, like, never in their neighborhood do they see donkeys and some dude's just walking around with two random donkeys?
Craziness.
That is so strange. A Florida woman named Sabrina has been accused of, Valentine's Day is next week, of throwing a commemorative first date brick through her ex-husband's window. They have surveillance footage that shows her just hurling the brick into the window. I guess they got this brick. I don't know if this is a thing, but apparently so. When they went on a date back in June of 2020, it was their first date, and they got a commemorative brick, and she's had it since, and well, now she doesn't have it anymore. She gave it back.
Yeah, well, that was nice of her to return it, so gently.
In unrelated news, HBO is looking for wild Florida-focused stories for season 2 of It's Florida, Man.
Egg prices are going up. And you know what? I'm your local egg dealer because I'm getting 3 a day now, Steve Meggs.
I was wondering if like your chickens are like kind of like, you know, like maybe they got in cahoots with an agent and they're like,
they're holding out.
They're like, you want some of these eggs? You got to give us a little bit more than you usually give us.
Well, now everybody's trying to be like me, Steve. Everybody wants to be a backyard chicken farmer.
Okay.
And it's so funny to me. People will say things like, I can't believe you get free eggs. I'm like, there is literally nothing free about keeping chickens. You still have to pay for their food and take care of them. Like, it is a labor of love.
I was just saying, it's a little bit of an effort. Like, yeah. I don't want to do it. I'm okay. Well, great, I don't eat eggs, but even if I did, I'd be okay with not having eggs in my diet anymore.
I think you'd save valuable time and money, even given the egg prices, by just buying them at the store.
Do you have random people trying, like, you know how, like, sometimes when we have concerts that are big, like, you'll get that random text or phone call from a friend you haven't heard from forever, hoping to get a hookup? Are you having friends trying to get hookups on eggs?
Just one neighbor. There's one neighbor that's looking for eggs. But right now, I'm holding out.
Charge them.
Right?
Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high at 39 degrees, it's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Well, speaking of backyard chickens, over the last few days, I mentioned that I got a new rooster on the farm, and we acquired this rooster while my husband was out of town. Yes. But yesterday, he met Tacky the rooster. So how did it go? I'll tell you all about it at 6:20.
The Daily Meggs Show.
Every once in a while, I bring home an animal and I hide it from my husband for as long as I can.
Yeah, but for the past year, since we've been doing the show, you said that you've been on lockdown. Like he said, there's no more animals and you've been kind of on probation.
On animal probation.
Yes.
Until this week. You know, he was in Mexico, so okay. I took it upon myself to make this happen while he was out of town. We brought home a new addition to the family, Tacky the Rooster. And well, as of yesterday, Brad now knows. Husband, what are we approaching in the yard?
Another project?
It's not a project. He's in charge of the ladies now. You don't have to be.
You're in charge of these things.
He does not sound very pleased.
He was not happy.
So when you first broke it to him, you're like, hey, let's go outside. I've got something to show you. Or did you say, look, we got a rooster?
Yeah, basically, Barrett dimed me out the second that Brad got home yesterday.
5-year-old kid doesn't know how to keep a secret.
It's very frustrating. I'm the boss of the animals. Tacky, meet Brad. Brad, meet Tacky.
Tacky with a T?
Yeah, that's the name he came with from the girls.
Okay. He's a big rooster.
Creamy.
Okay, what's going on?
He's a cream-colored rooster.
Is this Tacky after dark?
Yes.
He's a big, creamy rooster.
Okay.
Wow.
He's a big, creamy rooster.
You can tell he's a fan already.
Creamy rooster.
Yeah.
He's very creamy. Oh, God.
Out of context, again, you are introducing your husband to your brand new rooster in case an actual rooster. This isn't a euphemism.
A real rooster.
Just in case someone's just tuning in right now.
Oh, God. Oh, he's about to have his way with that
he's
one.
Growing. He's growing and crowing. Is he a grower, not a crower?
What is going on with you two?
His feathers get all plumed up when he's getting all ready to...
Are farm animals aphrodisiacs for you and Brad? Because I feel like I'm going to have to stop playing this audio. I don't know where this is going.
Right?
Get some lovemaking music going.
A crower, not a...
He's a crower,
shower?
Not a
show. He's a crower, not a shower.
There he goes.
Has he taken assessment of the flock yet?
Yes, he has a favorite. They were camped out together last night on one of the roosts.
Come over to my roost.
Yeah.
So, Is that a, excuse me for my ignorance when it comes to roosters and their love life, but is that a thing? Like a rooster shows up to the, you bring a rooster in and then it kind of just assesses all the other roosters?
Oh, yeah. Well, all the other, the hens, chickens. Yeah. Okay.
So or whoever, see, clearly I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
They have to establish a pecking order. Now he's the new king.
City folks just don't care.
So he's like, oh yeah, you're my lady.
He definitely has a favorite. Like you can tell that he likes this one the best. Say welcome home, Tacky.
Yeah.
Okay. Say welcome home, Tacky.
Welcome home, Tacky.
For a second, I thought you were trying to get Brad to say welcome home. I'm like, he's not going to happen.
But you...
Welcome home, Tacky.
So, you know, we've always named our roosters after...
Comedians.
And so Brad has already been, like, campaigning for a new name. He wants to name him Jim Gaffigan. So I think he's already... I think he's bought in.
I was going to say, you should just let him go with the name. Because, I mean, it doesn't sound like he's too pleased to have this rooster. So if this will bring him a little joy, let the rooster be called Jim Gaffigan.
Jim Gaffigan is fine with me.
Yeah.
So what about you, Rockaholics? When did someone you live with bring home something unexpected? 206-803-ROCK. This could be your partner. This could be a family member. It could be a sibling, a roommate. Or maybe you're the one who, like me, tends to bring home strange things. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
When did someone you live with bring home something unexpected? 206-803-ROCK.
As crazy as that.
Not me.
No, never.
Katie from DuPont, tell us what your brother-in-law liked to bring home.
Oh my gosh, when my brother-in-law was alive, he was a feral cat magnet. Every cat in the radius of their house would show up and he would feed them.
Oh, I thought this was like a euphemism for the ladies or something like that. Okay, so we're talking about actual cats.
Yeah, no, none of that involved. So my sister-in-law would get so mad.
So what would she do then? Would she try and find them new homes, or did they end up just becoming like the crazy cat family?
Well, she refused to feed them, but then he would go behind her back and feed them secretly in the yard.
Oh, then they'll never leave.
Right. So for years, she was like, why are these damn cats still here? And he's like, well, I don't know. And so for years, this was going on. Well, when he passed a few years ago, she stopped feeding these cats. Well, they kept one morning, she said, Katie, I woke up one morning, and there were, like, cats yowling on my front porch demanding food, and I felt guilty, so I had to feed them.
Uh-oh. Oh, so now she's the crazy feral cat lady.
Well, almost. So that started to dwindle down, but my niece, now the cats are finding my niece's house, and she has 6 cats that she's feeding. So we think it's a hereditary gene.
It sounds like it.
Kate, that's how like my daughter wants to feed any animal that's anywhere near our house. And I'm like, no, because she left little treats for these raccoons.
Oh, yeah.
And now every morning, we see it on our Ring cam, these raccoons just walk by our driveway looking for the treats.
They love that stuff. Yes. They love that stuff.
How about this text message at 206-803-ROCK? My roommate and coworker brought home an illegal deadly snake to our apartment. I open the door, I hear this crazy mean hissing sound. I look at him and I'm like, what the F is that? He told me that was an exotic snake that has enough venom to kill everyone in the apartment complex twice over. So I'm like, well, why do you have this thing? He says, oh, I'm going to sell it for twice what I paid for it and get some new crap for the place. But I didn't sleep well for a few days. And Nick, I still hate you for that.
Oh, I would sleep in my car. There's no chance.
I had a roommate, not as bad as that, but I remember I came home and we had a random dog in our house and it was a pit bull. And it was a rescue. It was like a foster thing. But this was like clearly this dog was not in a good home.
Aww.
And it was very skittish and very kind of on edge. And like, you know, over several months, fell in love with the dog and it was a great relationship. But at first, and this is my stoner days, and I'd be like stoned on the couch and this dog's just staring at me. And I'm like, this dog is going to kill me. I'm like, bro, this dog is going to kill me. He's like, no, it's not. Just feed it. And I'm like scared to feed it. Finally, I did feed it. And then it was like my best friend.
Aww.
But at first, I was like, I don't know if I can handle this. I'm way too paranoid and stoned for this kind of a dog.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat the dog whisperer, Steve Miggs? He has a record of 34 wins, 22 losses, and 5 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will play Beat Miggs at 6:50. The Daily.